This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
On Pesach night, we have a mitzvah in our Torah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to relate the story of the Exodus. Every other day of the year, we have the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim to remember the Geula of Mitzrayim. So what is the difference between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we are obligated in every day of the year, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that is exclusive to the night of Pesach? Reb Chaim Brisker explains, Zechira requires a mere mention of the fact that we were once enslaved to Paray Mitzrayim, and now we are free. While the mitzvah of Sipur has to be done specifically, Derech Shala Tshuva, relating the story to others through a question and answer format. Why does it have to be specifically Derech Shala Tshuva? Why can't the father just relate to his family the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? And what's the point of asking questions if you already know the answers? So the Chasam Sofer explains, and he says something very profound. When you ask questions, you build depth. You start to look at the same story from a fresh perspective. By asking questions, you gain a whole new way of understanding the Haggadah. The Haggadah has so much depth. Every year, dozens of new Haggadahs are published, and they each come up with new ways in how to understand the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Over the years, we read the same story 50, 60, 70 times, and we never thought of those ideas. By asking questions, it causes our brain to think, to probe, to inquire, to understand it on a deeper level. We don't like to think much these days. We have a question, we run to Google it. We need answers instantly. So by asking questions and searching in our minds for the right answer, it has a much greater impact on us. And we walk away with a much greater appreciation of all the miracles that Hashem does for us. And by encouraging our children to ask questions, we are sending them a very clear message. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Yiddishkeit encourages questions. Unlike other religions, Yiddishkeit is not afraid of questions. The Sfarim HaKdoshim say, when we recite the Manish Tana and ask the four questions, at that time, it's an Eis Ratzon in Shemayim. It's an auspicious time when we can ask our Father in Heaven, for anything that we need. Rabbi Ezel Charef, the Rav of Slonim, was a tremendous Gaon, very sharp, very witty, hence the term Charef. The story is told that when he was looking for a shidduch for his daughter, he traveled to the Volozhiner Yeshiva, the most prestigious yeshiva at the time. He walks into the Beis Medrash, where all the Bacharim were learning. He gets up and he says, I'm going to ask a question on the sugya that you are learning right now. Whichever Bachar is able to provide me with the answer, I'm willing to take him as my son-in-law. He asked the question, and obviously it was a very difficult question. And immediately, all the Bacharim in the yeshiva stopped whatever they were doing, whatever they were learning at the time, and focused solely on trying to answer this question. All day they were dissecting it and looking at it from all different angles to try to figure out an answer to this very challenging question. Some Bacharim thought that they had the right answer, and they approached Reb Eisel with their answers. However, he was able to disprove all of their explanations and refute all of their answers. It was late at night, and Reb Eisel tells them, I'll sleep over and I'll give you all another day to come up with an answer. And this went on for 3 days. And nobody was able to provide a satisfactory answer to the question. So Reb Eisel tells the boys, I'm sorry, it's Erev Shabbos, I have to go back home. He packs up his belongings and he begins his journey back home. A few minutes into his trip, he hears someone shouting for him to stop. He turns around and he sees a bacher sprinting towards his wagon. And he orders his coachman to stop. He waits for the boy to approach. And after he catches his breath, the boy says, Rabbi, shidduch or no shidduch? Can you please tell me the answer to this difficult question? And Rabbi Eisel turns to him and he smiles. And he says, you are the one I want for my daughter. Someone with such a desire to learn Torah without any ulterior motives is the boy I want to marry my daughter. On Pesach, we recite our God, Derech Shala Tshuva. Sometimes it takes courage to ask a question. There's an old adage, it's not the answer that enlightens, but rather the question. So keep probing, keep inquiring, keep asking. And on the night of Pesach, may Hashem answer all of our requests. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.